WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 6. The temperature is 77. Details of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Minutes after Bryan police alerted the media to a missing child last night, the youngster was found. Parents reported when they got off work yesterday to pick up their son from a relative's house. He was not there. The child was found with another relative about 1.5 hours after the parents told police. College Station police investigating a stabbing last night near Northgate. A male victim refused medical treatment at a home on Welburn between Louise and Maple. The stabbing occurred during an argument between a man and a woman. 21-year-old Claire Broughton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Police have not revealed the relationship between the combatants. Minutes after that was a second ag assault on Luther near Welburn. Police did not disclose the seriousness of the injury. No arrest was made. Authorities are still looking for two men who they thought had barricaded themselves in a Calvert home the night before last. The 12-hour standoff ended when it was discovered the home was unoccupied. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yisick says it began Monday night with a chase with Hearn police into Calvert.
Suspect vehicle is a white Mercedes. It came into Calvert and turned onto Cottonwood Street, drove up in a yard, and the three occupants bailed out at that time.
One of the three inside the car was detained and released. After sunrise yesterday, a robot from College Station Police and a SWAT team from Bryan went inside the house and no one was there. Yisick says they have unconfirmed reports where those men may be.
We're getting a little information in that leads us to believe they're totally out of our county and headed down towards the Houston area.
Yisick says one of the two men at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert, is accused of a July 30th carjacking in Bryan that preceded an armed bank robbery. The other suspect was not identified. There's been an arrest from an arson in West Bryan 2 weeks ago. 24-year-old LaBreeson Young of Bryan's accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family, located on Verde Drive off FM 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek. The fire, which started in a back bedroom, displaced those residents. There was smoke damage to adjoining units and forcible entry into one or two other units to check for occupants. There's a new education program available for parents and youth-related organizations with the goal of protecting children from sexual abuse. Brazos County Constable Rick Starnes is offering the Darkness into Light workshops.
We both thought that that was incorrect, and we did further research, and that's a conservative estimate. Experts say it could actually be higher than that, and we just thought that this is an epidemic that's been going on in our society. And as a father of six, of course, I have a personal interest in this as well.
Starnes was referring to a national report that 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys sexually abused before their 18th birthday. More information is online at WTAW.com. A Texas judge is pushing Lance Armstrong closer to his first sworn testimony on his use of performance-enhancing drugs, including who knew what and when. Judge presiding over a lawsuit filed by an insurance company that paid Armstrong $3 million in bonuses. The second Brazos Valley Fair starts its 4-day run tomorrow. Fiona Lockhart says volunteers are still needed.
We have had a couple hundred people sign up. We can still use more. We use all our volunteers, do ticket taking, ticket selling. They help run a lot of the exhibits and attractions. We still have space for volunteers. You can go online under Get Involved. You can see the spots that we need. You can fill out an application and submit it right there online. We would love to have you out, even if it's just for 4 hours. If you can come do 1 4-hour shift, we'd love to have you.
Lockhart says the fair will donate $5 per hour to the volunteer nonprofit organization of choice. You can get to the fair's website by going to WTAW.com. As summertime heat continues, it may be tough to think about the holidays, but the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to let them know about upcoming events. CVB President Shannon Overby says the community calendar section of their website is available all year.
Currently, we're trying to start populating that calendar for holiday events. We'll be start to do some marketing for specifically coming into Bryan College Station during the holiday time to take part in some of the festivities. So if you've got events, church groups, anything, dance groups, theater companies, whatever it may be, put it on there on our calendar for the holiday so we can start publicizing all that.
CB's websites, visit aggieland.com. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's in Texas next week helping the Republican National Committee raise money. He'll be at the Cowboys home opener on Sunday, followed by 3 stops on Monday, breakfast in Dallas, lunch in San Antonio, then a reception in Houston. WTAW News Time is 11 after 6. The temperature is 77. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 6:13. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine today, we'll see some developing cloudiness. High should be around 93 to 98 today. And there could be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, we're going to be partly to mostly sunny near 95. An isolated storm may develop tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. It'll become mostly cloudy during the day on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as warm, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Associated Press released their top 25 yesterday, and A&M is in the top 10 along with several other SEC schools, Rangers and Astros. Rangers are at least playing for the playoffs. And we've got NFL updates for you, too, as we get closer to the NFL season start. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:52.
But does it matter if the Astros win? Because apparently they've made $99 million this year.
All that matters is Jim Crane's billfold.
Well, and it's probably hard to fold right now.
Well, I mean, since my daughter is a graduate of the same university as Mr. Crane, I think Bethany can get out of her financial woes by hitting him up, maybe.
Well, he is
a little call to the alum.
Yeah.
Well, now, what school was that?
Central Missouri State University in Warrensburg.
You think they'll just rename the university Crane University?
Well, see, I'm waiting for that to happen, that he becomes the Division II version of Boone Pickens.
Yeah, well, Jack Eckerd did that. I mean, he basically had Eckerd College in Florida. They named it after him.
Wow.
So, yeah, that could work. They'll I bet
all the tax benefits without the ownership.
Yep. That's pretty much the American way of life, isn't it, for us?
If you do it right.
Yeah, we get the chance to pay taxes and don't own anything.
There you go.
Anyway, that's very good. So over the weekend, a newspaper columnist for the New York Times called Florida a hothouse of corruption. So later on today, we'll have a look at the most corrupt states in U.S. America. So there's Florida, once again, number one on our list for all the wrong reasons, and that's why we love them so much. Smugglers, by the way, in Kazakhstan have built a 1,600-foot pipeline under the River Chu to deliver vodka to neighboring Kazakhstan. So it's Kazakhstan to Kazakhstan, and it's a 1,600-foot pipeline. I mean, so what, does everybody stand around and it comes out at a fountain in the middle of town or something like that? I mean, that's, well, again, if you're in either of those, and I didn't even know either of them existed until Risk, you know, that game where you took
that's
over
fair.
The countries. Yeah, yeah. Haven't played it in a while. I guess they're still on the board. I'm not sure.
Have a great time together. We got a lot of
info.
By the way, the computer seems to be working today, so
I was going to let you jinx that.
If the show screws up, it's on me. There.
Huzzah!
Yeah. Took a train, a plane, a bus. Actually, I received condolences from some people yesterday. Sorry to hear about your computer, man.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Good morning, News Talk 1620.
I left my stuff
over on the other side of the table. It's the 4th of September.
And you got back so quickly.
Oh, well, I have short little legs, but I moved pretty quickly. Okay, so it's the 4th of September. This would be day 247. Means we got 118 of them left. It is Newspaper Carrier Day. Remember that, when everybody took the newspaper?
I had the best newspaper route in Indianola, Iowa.
Yeah. Did you? Mm-hmm. Well, how many could there have been in Indianola, Iowa?
It was a Monday-Wednesday publication.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Twice a week?
Twice a week.
That's not bad. A million years ago, I was a battalion paper boy. 635 papers a day.
You delivered the bat?
I did, absolutely.
That's cool.
Well, and lived to tell about it.
Well, and the best part of it is that it was free. Because you didn't have to, do collections.
And nor did I. You just had to send them a check.
Oh, is that right?
Y'all. And if you had perfect delivery each week, you got tickets to the Saturday morning matinee at the Tomahawk on the Square in Indianola, Iowa.
Yeah, yep. Well, there.
You're gonna have to explain to some folks what the matinee is.
Yeah, that's it. So, on your bicycle?
Yes.
Folded those papers, did you?
Yep.
And how did you seal the papers?
Had that fancy fold into thing.
Oh, you did the fold into mm-hmm. thing. Okay. Because what we did is we used thread. Because my brother and I had a...
To roll the papers and tie them?
Because you'd put the thread in your mouth, you know, and then you'd roll it up, and then you'd sling it, and it would go around a couple of times, and then you push down once, pop it, and there you go.
We're discussing the finery of delivering newspapers.
Excuse me. Has this ever been a show about anything more than nothing?
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. There.
Anyway, so it's...
going down memory lane. It's a wonderful trip.
Barney Flaherty, 10 years old, delivered the New York Sun back in 1833. So today is Newspaper Carrier Day. It's Quaker Oats Day. The trademark was issued in 1877, and Rosh Hashanah begins at sundown and ends at sunset on Friday. All right, for birthdays.
Beyonce is 32 years old today.
She's from Houston, is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Something like that.
Yep. Yeah. Max Greenfield is 33 from the New Girl TV show.
Not from Houston.
Nope. Wes Bentley is 35 from The Hunger Games. He was also in Ghost Rider. Lawrence Hilton Jacobs is 60. He was Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Yes, he
welcome
was.
Back, Connor.
Okay.
Same old place you'll have to bat.
Very nice.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Jason David Frank is 40. Not that anybody would know, but he was the original green white Power Ranger.
You're right. Nobody would know.
Except Cat.
Yeah.
Ion Sky is 43. She was the girl in the movie Say Anything, and was the daughter of Donovan, which I didn't know.
Or still is.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza is 45 years old. Damon Wayans is 53. Dr. Drew Pinsky, 55. And Tom Watson is 64 years old.
No, golfer dude from University of Houston, I think.
That's
right. And Condi Alexander from CSI Miami. You might know her. She'd be 56. Ion Sky, what does that mean?
Sounds like a weather tease.
Yeah. Who is Ion Sky?
She's the girl from Say Anything.
Oh, okay.
The movie.
Whatever
John,
that is.
With John Cusack.
And now that you say that, of course, that makes it abundantly clear. All right. There we go. 621.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. So the backlash over Obamacare continues. In a letter sent to the AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka on Sunday, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union is cutting ties with the AFL-CIO. Part of the reason cited was the union's support for Obamacare and immigration reform. According to Fox News, leaders of the 40,000-member union said they have become increasingly frustrated with the Federation's policy positions on matters such as immigration and health care reform, and they feel as though the AFL-CIO has done a great disservice to the labor movement by supporting Obama's policies. But the reason they don't support the AFL-CIO is because they don't believe that Obamacare goes far enough. All right, well, they're half right.
keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Lawson Implement in Hamilton or Goldthwaite today. Find us online at lawson-implement.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
There's only one festival with the best bands and the best in bass fishing, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. Catch free Texas-sized entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy barbecue, bass, and the best bands, including Eli Young Band, The Band Perry, and many more. October 4th through the 6th at the Lone Star Convention and Expo Center. Tickets are free, so reel in yours at your local Toyota dealers, your local Academy stores, or online at toyotatexasfastclassic.com.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
For loans to small businesses, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Small businesses are taking on more debt, suggesting the economic recovery is picking up steam. The PayNet Small Business Lending Index rose in July to the highest level in 6 years. The index has proven to be a leading indicator of overall economic growth. A computer security expert says there is no more privacy. Eugene Kaspersky says consumers are paying the price of new technologies with their privacy. Kaspersky told the Wall Street Journal it is easy to attack the systems we depend on for power, transportation, banking, health care, and other critical infrastructure. He sees cyber sabotage or cyber terrorism as major threats to the Internet. A startup company that is focused on securing consumers' mobile devices will offer a product for the corporate market. All Things D reports Lookout will offer security software for businesses that will work on both Apple and Android devices. Stock futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market,
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof. High temperature today, right about 100. 20% chance of showers. And again, there's some showers that kind of pass through. Some folks got a little of that. Then tonight, 76 is our low. About the same situation for tomorrow. and then just plain old hot on Friday at 98. Saturday, we're looking at 97 as well. Of course, if you're going to the football game, that kicks off at 6. That'll be a little more bearable, hopefully. And then 75 on Saturday night and back around 96 for Sunday with sunshine. Right now, the winds are from the south at 5 miles an hour. We have fair skies, and it's 77 degrees outside.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have them call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyinestatelaw.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
After you hear this, you'll probably think twice about what and who you put in a grocery shopping cart. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy provides powerful solutions for a complex industry. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. That's ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. When you wash your clothes, they may look clean, but they may not be as clean as you think they are.
Because only 5% of us use hot water anymore, our clothes are a lot germier than our grandparents were, who had to use hot water and dish detergents all the time.
Environmental microbiologist Dr. Charles Gerba, spokesperson for Service Experts.
Most of us use cold water today. It gets the clothes clean, dirt is removed, but microbes survive quite well. The heat is really important to killing bacteria and viruses that cause disease, particularly if you have small children. You know, their undergarments particularly are quite contaminated.
One thing that helps is heat from the dryer.
That works fairly well if you go more than 30 minutes. If you want to really do 30 minutes, of course, either that or use bleach if you can, or a bleach substitute.
Another place germs are lurking is grocery shopping carts. They can have all kinds of bacteria, including salmonella.
That's why it's a good idea to use those disinfecting wipes you see at a lot of stores and that. Either that or don't let your kid ride in the shopping cart, because they do get fairly germy. In our studies, we found as many as 90% of the shopping carts have E. coli on them. And that largely comes from meat products get put in the shopping carts.
This may surprise you, but Dr. Gerba has tested surfaces in homes to see which are the germiest and which are the cleanest.
One of the cleanest objects in the household actually is the top of a toilet seat, largely because people are concerned about getting diseases in the bathroom area and that, so they do a pretty good job.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 7, the temperature is 77. Details of the Brazos Valley Weather Falls and News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Authorities discover a Calvert house is empty after believing two suspects had been inside for more than 12 hours. Robertson County Sheriff Gerald Yusick says Hearn police chased a white Mercedes with three men to a home in Calvert where they bailed out.
Following pursuing units illuminated the area around the house and a SWAT team was called in. Then at daybreak, they started out by sending in a robot, and then after that, officers went in and did a complete search of the residence, but wasn't able to locate anyone in there.
Yusick says they have unconfirmed reports the men were headed to Houston. One of the two at large, 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. of Calvert's wanted for a July 30th carjacking in Bryan. The identity of the second man was not released. The third man was caught, questioned, then released. A Bryan man accused of breaking into the apartment of his ex-girlfriend and her family and setting a fire. 24-year-old Labrisa Young is jailed on multiple charges from the August 20th arson on Verde Drive in West Bryan. Victims were displaced due to fire and smoke damage. Adjoining units had minor smoke damage and repairs after forcible entry was made by firefighters checking for other residents. Twice within 20 minutes last night, College Station police responded to aggravated assaults. The only information released about one of them was on Luther near Welburn, is that no arrest was made. North of Northgate at a home on Welburn between Maple and Louise, there was a civil disturbance between a man and a woman. Police did not reveal the relationship or what led to the man being stabbed. He refused medical treatment. 21-year-old Claire Broughton was arrested for family violence, aggravated assault. Scary moments yesterday for the parents of a 6-year-old whose whereabouts were not known for about an hour and a half. The parents notified Bryan police after they went to a relative's house after work to pick up their son. He wasn't there. Youngster was found with other relatives. There's a local resource for those wanting to be trained in the detection and prevention of child sexual abuse. Precinct 3 Constable Rick Starnes says the Darkness into Light program is available for those involved with youth.
It's up to us to try to be aware and to recognize these signs and symptoms. Sometimes just your plain intuition. We got to do all we can to empower ourselves with enough knowledge to go forward to try to put an end to this horrible, horrible epidemic that ravages itself on our most vulnerable.
Contact information about the programs online at WTAW.com. Major Nadal Hassan has been forcibly shaved. The convicted Fort Hood shooter, now at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, has had multiple delays in his court-martial, including a new judge because of the beard he grew after the November 2009 attack. The Texas National Guard is refusing to process requests from same-sex couples for benefits. Yesterday was the first day the Pentagon recognized same-sex marriages. In Texas, gay and lesbian couples are being told to go to federal military bases to get ID cards and apply for health coverage. Governor Perry says the National Guard must follow the state's constitutional ban. Local residents are invited to use the Convention and Visitors Bureau website. CVB President Shannon Overby says visit aguiline.com includes a community calendar.
If anyone out there is hosting some sort of an event or wants to get some publicity for an event that's open to the public, you can certainly post your events there on the calendar itself. It takes 24 hours for us to make sure it doesn't say party at Bob's house or something, but it's, you know, just it's a great tool.
Overby says they're collecting events for the upcoming holiday season. Part of the workforce of the Brazos Valley Fair, which starts tomorrow, are a couple hundred volunteers. Fiona Lockhart says there's still time for you and your nonprofit group to sign up.
If you donate your time for an organization, we will donate $5 back per volunteer hour. If you say you want to help a specific organization that signed up with us, then we can put your hours towards that organization as well.
Also, you get a volunteer t-shirt online at WTAW.com, a link to the fair's website, which has more information on volunteering along with event schedules for the four-day run of the second annual fair at the Expo Center. Officials say the statewide electric system are ready to meet the power demands for this autumn and winter. ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, also reports peak demand for the summer has remained below historical highs, an observation also noted by executives at BTU. Investors in the $7 billion Ponzi scheme are starting to get back some of the money squandered by financier R. Allen Stanford, but it's not a whole lot.
Court documents show the largest claim being paid out in the first distribution of funds is about $50,000. The smallest is $2.81. Liquidators in the Caribbean nation of Antigua, where Stanford's fraudulent bank was located, said they plan to make their initial distribution by the end of the year. The Houston businessman was sentenced last year to 110 years in prison on 13 counts of fraud. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 77. News brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news after 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Plenty of hot weather, and we're going to have a little bit more. And the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services remind you, now is when you can tell, did you take care of your lawn, well, months and months ago? What did you need to do that you didn't get done that your lawn's suffering now? Well, let the experts at ABC Home and Commercial Services help you with that, because you can do things now, between now and the end of the year, that next year will make your lawn able to probably save water and still look better than it does right now. The years of experience can be put to work for you. Bobby Jenkins and his crew at ABC Home and Commercial Services are dedicated to serving the Bryan-College Station area. So give them a try. Give them a call at 361-0500. Let them do that for you. Now, in addition, they take care of lawn services if you want them to do that, and they do landscaping, but you know there's so much more, too. There's pest control and termite control. They do that. And also rodents and wildlife. Whatever it happens to be that wants to get to where you are, because you're a source of more temperate temperatures and conditions and water sources. You know, anytime we've got too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry, those critters start moving. So let ABC Home and Commercial Services keep them from moving into your territory. They've got a website you can go to. That's abchomeandcommercialservices.com. And the number to call again is 361-0500. Specialists for your environment.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@americanlubecenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and InTech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Mark your calendar, Aggieland, for Saturday, September 7th at 10 a.m. The Coalition for Life is inviting you to a community-wide event to remember the 6,400 lives that were lost to abortion in Aggieland and to celebrate the closing of Bryan Planned Parenthood Abortion Facility. You will hear from community leaders, pastors, and Planned Parenthood's former director in Bryan, Abby Johnson. This event is free to attend, so mark your calendar for September 7th at 10 a.m. on East 29th Street in Bryan. Visit coalitionforlife.com for details.
Good morning. It's 641, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure will continue to produce sunshine as it sits out over the Gulf of Mexico. We have another high to our north trying to push cooler weather our way. No luck yet. Sunshine today, we're 93 to 98. A thunderstorm could pop up in a few isolated spots this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm, 95. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Clouding up Friday, chance of a storm, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A lot of those guys that were backups, in my opinion, lost the second half 28-6. And when you turn on that film of the guys who were in the game in the second half, you saw a lot of those guys playing last Saturday.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the team squaring off against the Sam Houston team that is headed to town this weekend. We'll get you caught up there. Plus, Major League Baseball, we're getting close to the kickoff of NFL season, and Abby Wambach scores again and continues her record streak. All that and more, we'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
Hey, the president's going on a trip.
What?
Say yeah. It ain't so.
I know. Well, I guess he was.
Has he ever been in the country more than seven consecutive days?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that we probably couldn't stretch it to 14. He has not been in Washington probably 14 consecutive days. He gets itchy. He just got to travel. He's got happy feet. Anyway, three-day trip to Sweden and Russia for this year's G20 meeting.
Yeah, say hi to Vlad for me there.
Poot, yep. Mm-hmm. The stop in Sweden added at the last minute after the president realized they had a really good golf course over there. And, no, I'm sorry, that's not right. No, it's the last minute.
You want to bet?
Yeah, if there's one, he'll find it. He was going to meet with Pooty Poot over there one-on-one in Moscow, but since he decided over the whole Snowden thing, he didn't want to do that. He needed someplace else to hang. So I think Sweden extended the invite, and so he did that. So how often do John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi stand on the same side of an issue?
Probably more often than you think.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway, leadership of both parties now calling for support to take military action against Syria. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. Last time we talked, I believe he was against that. He's got a town hall meeting tomorrow night, too, at the auditorium at Rutter High School, which is not Rutter Auditorium. Don't be confused.
Don't go to the university campus. No. Go to the high school campus.
That's right. It starts at 5:30.
You can speed a little more than you used to be able to.
You can speed more?
The speed limits have been increased.
Oh, have they? Okay.
They're on Austin's Colony. Okay.
But they've gone down in Texas on the bypass where they're doing work.
Of course.
How inconvenient is that going to be? Gee whiz.
Well, only if it's enforced.
Yeah, well.
Because in the 3 months of the southbound exit relocation,
yeah,
between 9 and 11 a.m. when I make my morning commute, never saw one.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about traffic, too, how inconvenient that's going to be. Because there are commercial businesses, there are businesses on that side of the bypass.
And it's much tighter as far as maneuvering.
Yeah, so we'll see how all that, because that's on that side, that's pretty busy right there. So we'll see how that works out. I know the people at TxDOT have got it figured out. So we'll talk to Bill Flores in a little while. The big story, and that just shows you it's summertime in D.C., the really big story yesterday was John McCain caught playing poker on his phone. How big does
gotta do something productive?
How big does the screen have to be for him to be able to see that? He's 77 years old, I think. What, this week or last week? Photographer by the name of Melina Mara from the Washington Post snapped the pic, and McCain was not even attempting to get evasive. He tweeted after the photo started to make the rounds. Scandal. Caught playing iPhone game at 3+ hour Senate hearing. Worst of all, I lost. Yuck, 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 Senator. Yuck, yuck, yuck. That is so funny. Anyway. And Hillary has finally broken her silence on Syria. An aide tells Politico, quote, Secretary Clinton supports the president's efforts to enlist the Congress in pursuing a strong and targeted response to the Assad regime's horrific use of chemical weapons, end quote. Hey, the big guy's going to be in Texas, Chris Christie. You heard that on Bill's News.
Big guy in more ways than one.
You betcha. He's going to be doing fundraisers next week. He'll be sampling food in three cities and raising money.
And Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, is he going to Cowboy Stadium?
He's going to Sunday's opener, yeah.
Going to catch a ball game while he's around, huh? Okay.
The only thing missing, he could have been here at the end of the month to check out the state fair.
Well,
he could have been the judge last week.
That's right. And, you know, if he'd waited, he could have been here for A&M in Alabama if he wanted to do that. Now, while he's at the football game, I mean, do you think they have a concessionaire person who is standing right there just for him?
Gentlemen.
So that when he's ready to have another
be nice.
Something of whatever he's eating, he doesn't have to wait. It'll be right there. Anyway.
His own personal hot. Concierge.
Yeah. Piping fresh and hot.
That's know? Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's a... Yeah, it's a breakfast in Dallas, a lunch in San Antonio, and a dinner in Houston.
Three squares.
Why is it that they I mean, I get why could they just say a morning meeting in Dallas, a noontime meeting in San Antonio, and an
evening
reception?
Well, they could have. You think we'd pay attention?
Yeah, no, not at all. And how about this? Now, this is kind of interesting. Matt Drudge, if you know who he is. Drudge Report dude and fairly conservative let loose yesterday on the GOP with a couple of tweets. In one, he tweeted, "It's now authoritarian versus libertarian. Since Democrats versus Republicans has been obliterated, no real difference between the parties." Then he also tweeted, "Why would anyone vote Republican? Please give me reason. Raise taxes, marching us off to war again, approved more NSA snooping. Who are they?" End quote. So... there you go. And finally today on the foreign affairs scene, Dennis Rodman, back in North Korea this week.
Did you ever in your broadcasting career think you would say those two words together?
No. The phrase of foreign affairs and Dennis Rodman. Yes. Of course, he's weird, we know that, but foreign, I guess that's probably it. But glad he's over there looking out for whatever he's looking out for. It's 6:48.
Football fans, get tickets now for an exclusive tailgating experience at Royalty Pecan Farms on Saturday, September 14th. You can watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Bama on our large outdoor LED screen while you relax and enjoy good food, good company, and great atmosphere. Tickets include an all-you-can-eat gourmet meal, drink tickets, desserts, orchard tours throughout the day, free parking, and more. Deadline is Monday the 9th for Royalty Pecan Farms tailgating experience, Saturday, September 14th. Log on to royaltypecans.com for tickets and details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 7th, it's home insect control. Many home pests can be controlled by the homeowner. Come learn about products and strategies this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You have to give them credit, those courageous plants that stick around through the summer and then bloom in the fall. The mere act of surviving a Texas summertime earns them special badges of honor from Texas plant people. I have some of those heroes of early autumn. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. We're talking about special plants of early fall, and I'm going to start with spider lily, a southern tradition also called Guernsey lily. It's grown for its starburst-like red or sometimes pink, yellow, or white flowers. Red's the best. It grows best in moist, shaded locations where it can be left undisturbed for many years. You also will see naked lady lilies. These are Lycoris squamigera. They're related to spider lilies, but they don't look anything like them. They look like lavender pink amaryllis. They bloom about 16 or 18 inches tall. They have beautiful big foliage in late winter, early spring. Then that foliage goes away, and the flowers pop up about now, and that's the reason for the name, naked lady lily. Beautiful plants. Oxblood lily is an old-fashioned little flower that resembles tiny amaryllis blossoms just 2 inches long. Rhodophiala bifida is the plant. It may be my favorite bulb. The foliage shows up during the cooler months and persists into the spring. And then around the 1st of September, the multitudes of foot-tall floral spikes arise from the soil. It's a spectacular little flower that can be left untouched for decades. It only gets better. You'll occasionally see it in garden centers, or you may be able to beg a start from a friend. I bought some online, of all things. Oh, and my fourth and other favorite fall bulb is fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea, another rare little treasure you'll see in older neighborhoods. Where regular spring flowering true crocus bulbs don't rebloom well in Texas, this rich golden yellow early fall bloomer is wonderful. It only gets 3 or 4 inches tall, but you can see it from half a mile away. Plant it where you can leave it intact for many years. Don't cultivate around it. That's fall crocus, Sternbergia lutea. I like sweet autumn clematis. I have it growing on my chimney. It's often sold as a native Texas plant, but the truth is it's a naturalized citizen. It was brought to Texas decades ago. It's escaped cultivation to grow wild in the eastern third of the state. It dies to the ground when it freezes in the winter if it's really cold. You always want to trim it back significantly. It blooms in late August or September, and it is slightly fragrant, beautiful little white flowers. Morning glories aren't generally considered to be fall flowering annuals, but they really don't bloom much until it does turn cooler in September and October. Oh, and then candle trees, Cassia elata, what a beautiful plant that is in the fall for bloom. Fall aster, yet another favorite perennial, an old-fashioned heirloom perennial. Oh, and we've left out mums. I'm just out of time. There's so much to talk about. Best of the low-light houseplants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Correction, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 6:53. The Associated Press released their top 25 yesterday, and almost half the top 10 are from the SEC. Bama, Oregon, and Ohio State are 1, 2, and 3, and the Aggies slate in at number 7 again this week. But before the Aggies start thinking about conference play, they'll have to get through Sam Houston State. Here's Coach Sumlin on the Bearcats.
Last year, we had our starters play. Played pretty well the first half. A lot of those guys that were backups, in my opinion, lost the second half 28-6. And when you turn on that film of the guys who were in the game in the second half, you saw a lot of those guys playing last Saturday. And so, you know, that gets their attention. That's got our attention. This team is Willie Fritz is a heck of a coach. Been a head coach 19 years, 3 years there. You know, back-to-back. Championship appearances, you know, they're not going to be intimidated by coming in here just like they weren't last year.
Pregame is all set at 5 and then the kickoff at 6, all on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers move back into sole possession of first place in the AL West with a 4-1 win over the Athletics. Bartolo Colon allowed 3 unearned runs in the 5th inning following his own error. Here's Texas Ranger manager Ron Washington.
You know, many plays you make through the course of a ball game can serve as a catalyst. You know, we did some good things tonight. You know, we just kept battling.
Cleet Thomas scored the go-ahead run on a wild pitch in the 12th inning to break the hearts of the Houston Astros. The Minnesota Twins won 9-6. Thomas reached on a fielder's choice and went on to third as Yasmeel Pinto doubled. Kevin Chapman then uncorked a wild pitch with pinch hitter Ryan Domet at the plate. Here's Astros manager Bo Porter.
They ended up doing a little bit more than we did. And obviously Brandon Barnes with the big 3-run homer, you know, to send into extra innings. And you wish you could have just closed it out there, but we didn't. They did a good job of coming back and getting the win.
On out of the NFL, linebacker Brian Cushing and the Texans have agreed to terms on a 6-year extension that will keep him in Houston through 2018. The extension is worth $55.6 million. That's according to NFL.com and includes a $21 million guarantee. Here's Andre Johnson on the team's leader.
I mean, he's the guy on our defense. He's always broke the team down before games and things like that. And, you know, I guess when you get used to something, and then it's taken away from you. You know, you have to have other guys step up and fill that void.
Dallas Cowboys are gearing up for their season opener against the New York Football Giants, and Jerry Jones is excited.
Popped up at 4:30 this morning, and it's just an exciting time to think that we've got the team on the field that we do. Now this is a big game, but to think we open it up nationally and at AT&T Stadium is just almost more than I can handle.
And in the other Cowboys news, they've signed veteran guard Brian Waters to bolster a position plagued by injury since the start of training camp. I believe this is guard number 4. He will get a $1.5 million base. Waters signed with the Cowboys undrafted rookie back 14 years ago, coming out of North Texas State before going on for a 10-year career as a lineman with the Kansas City Chiefs. Former Fighting Texas Aggie standout and Denver All-Pro linebacker Von Miller is among 20 NFL players suspended for the beginning of the NFL season. Miller will be out for 6 games, violating the league's substance abuse policy. Among the games he'll miss is the kickoff Thursday night against Super Bowl champ Baltimore. Ravens defensive back Asa Jackson and Cincinnati defensive end DeQuinn Evans have been suspended 8 games under the performance-enhancing drug policies. None of the 20 players have been suspended for violating personal conduct policy, however, although Jets running back Mike Goodson was arrested in New Jersey in May on drug and weapons charges and will miss 4 games for substance abuse. His case was sent to the grand jury. Top seed Venus Williams dismantled Carlos Sanchez Navarro to reach the women's semifinals. The top seed Williams needed just 53 minutes to post the double bagel, beating the 18th seed Navarro 6-love, 6-love. Next up for Williams is 5th seed Li Na. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic won the last 13 games and cruised into the quarters with a 6-3, 6-love, 6-love victory over Spain's Marcel Gronens. Third seed and defending champ Andy Murray was tested before he reached the quarterfinals and went on winning 6-7, 6-1, 6-4, 6-4. And finally, the United States had just 2 forwards available for the game against Mexico. Not that they needed any more than that. The first goal went to Abby Wambach in the 11th minute, her 161st international tally, making her the world record holder for goals in international soccer play. Sydney Lurix, 4 more in the first half. They didn't need Abby Wambach, however. The U.S. blanked Mexico 7-0. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-